This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes. Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iranian state media reported at least 201 dead and more than 700 injured. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump in a social media post said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The U.S. president added that heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged Indian nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation. The Indian embassy in Israel has asked Indian nationals who are temporarily in the country to follow its early advisory and register at indembassyisrael.gov.in/Indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication. The Indian embassy in Tehran has advised Indian nationals in Iran to exercise utmost caution in view of the developing situation. The Indian embassies in UAE, Qatar, Syria, Iraq, Palestine, Kuwait, Bahrain and Jordan have also advised Indian nationals to avoid unnecessary travel and strictly follow safety guidelines and local advisories in view of the prevailing regional situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries yesterday amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. The External Affairs Minister also called Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Yasin Al Thani last evening. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views with Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zaini, on the turn of events in the region. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with his Kuwait counterpart, Sheikh Jarrah Jabr Al Ahmad Al Sabha. Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the ministry said the Directorate General of Civil Aviation is working closely with airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with operational regulations. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes on Iran and called for an immediate return to negotiations to pull the region and the world back from the brink of a wider war. He also condemned Iran's retaliatory attacks. Addressing an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the UN chief said everything must be done to prevent further escalation.
I have condemned the massive military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. And I also condemn the subsequent attacks by Iran violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. We are witnessing a grave threat to international peace and security.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens at 7 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.